Welcome to the Awakened Rebels podcast featuring yours truly, Leanne Juliet, a self-proclaimed Awakened Rebel. I'm a soul catalyst, intuitive empath, psychic visionary, and the founder of LeanneJuliet.com. The Awakened Rebels podcast is a show that is all about being raw, real, and authentic to encourage you to get lit the fuck up in your life, get out of your own way, and start creating the impact you know your soul came here to make. My coaching style is blunt and to the point. I tell it as it is, without sugarcoating, and tell you what you need to hear and not necessarily what you want to hear. I want to encourage you to step into the highest version of yourself by stripping back the layers of bullshit you've been hiding behind. But don't worry, I get it. I hid for a long time too. And when I was done with ignoring my soul, I chose to rise and rose as the whole damn fire. If you would like to connect further after listening, then please head over to Facebook and join my group, Awakened Rebels, a group where I encourage you to be a spiritual rebel, own your truth, and follow your soul. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire. Hey everyone, so I wanted to jump on and do a quick live because I'm feeling very fiery today. I've not done a live on my profile for a while. So I'm just going to share this to my group, Rich Witch Bitches. If you're not in there, come join us. It's for those who are wanting to own the fuck out of their soul gifts and everything and actually make fucking money from being who you are and using your gifts as they are meant to be used. So come join us. Let me just share that there. It's going to do it. But yeah, feeling very fiery today. Oh, I don't want to start a watch party. I don't know what that's about. Why do I want to start a watch party? What even is a fucking watch party? If anyone knows what a watch party is, let me, because I never know what they actually are, sharing a group. That's just weird. Can I share? There we are, in a group. I hope I've not just started a watch party because I don't even know what one is. And I see them, I'm just like, this is just totally random. So I'm sharing it to Rich Witch Bitches. If you're not in there, come join us. For those looking to own their gifts and make fucking money, like being who you are. But I am feeling very fiery today. So I wanted to say a quick message before I run off to go and get the little one from school. Stop denying who you are. Like, so many people deny the truth of who they are. So many people are just like hiding behind some bullshit fucking mask of who they are. So many people are just tiptoeing around the truth of just like not really being fully present with who you are, and almost like apologizing sometimes. I used to do this. I was like, until recently, I was feeling like there's certain elements of myself that I wasn't fully owning. And obviously I work within this realm. I work within the realm of shadow. I am the queen of shadow after all. But so many people tiptoe around who they are and like deny the truth of who they are. I hate it when it goes fucking blurry. Why are you denying that? You're here with a mission. This is for spiritual entrepreneurs. You're here with a mission. You're here with a purpose. You're here to impact through your vision. Your gifts are the vehicle for you to, sorry, your business, sorry, your business and your empire that you're creating is the vehicle for you to allow your soul gifts to show up. Your business is the vehicle for you to really showcase your soul gifts. So stop denying who you are and start owning the fuck out of that. And that can come in many ways. It could be how you show up with clients. It could be how you speak to people. It could be when they ask you what you're doing, you don't like tiptoe around it. It could be how you price yourself, because so many people undercharge for what they do or don't want to charge for what they do or are actually afraid to ask for money for their soul gifts. It's like it's some kind of like dirty fucking word to actually ask to be paid for the work that your soul does very fucking well. Like, stop denying it. Who are you? Who are you underneath the mask? We all have these masks, and that's what I do. I unmask people. I see through illusion. I see exactly your highest potential, and I call that person through by unmasking you. Because you're here with a mission. You're here with a soul mission. You're here to impact the world by you being all of you, by you being expansive, by you being everything that your soul has to offer. Because you've been doing this particular work of your soul for lifetimes. You have magic within you. You could do, be, or have anything you fucking well desire when you put your mind to it, or not so much your mind, but your heart and your soul to it. Who are you not being? Who are you trying to pretend to be? Where are you conforming? And that's like the difficulty that I've had myself. Like, I know we are multidimensional beings. I channel this shit all the time. It's not shit, but do you know what I mean? I channel cosmic consciousness all the time. I am a channel. And I find it hard sometimes, like living in the 3D reality, because I channel like such powerful, profound information. Like, I know that we are multidimensional beings. I know that we're limitless. I know that we are expansive. But I also know that we still live in a 3D reality. And I find it hard sometimes to kind of marry the two together, where you still have certain things to conform to, like getting to school on time. That's always a fucking difficult thing on a morning for me. Getting my daughter to school on time, or you have to go to work, or you have to get your kids to school, or you have to like abide by certain rules, like you still have to pay to live somewhere. You still have these 3D concepts to abide by. But you are limitless. You get to be whoever the fuck you want to be. You can be as expansive as you want. You can allow your soul gifts through in whatever capacity they desire to come through. Like, stop denying it. Like, where are you tiptoeing around? Where are you not showing up? Where are you like undervaluing what it is that you do and what your vision is? Because you deserve to get fucking paid for your soul gifts. You deserve to show up in a way that is expansive as fuck for you. You deserve to bring your vision through to reality. You deserve to bring your vision through and like really ground it into the reality that we're in, into the 3D reality. You deserve to do that. And that's what your soul chose. So where are you not being fully yourself? Where are you denying that? Where are you kind of showing up in one way but not in another way? Because this is all about understanding. Hi, Erica, thank you for the love. This is all about understanding who you are at a deeper level, and then getting the fuck out of your own way, because growth is not always easy. Growth sometimes is pretty fucking painful. You go through certain experiences, you go through certain lessons. We chose a human existence after all. So the whole point of being human is that we get to experience this 3D reality. So you chose certain experiences and situations and whatever that allow your soul to be as expansive as it chose to be. But you don't have to stay within the confines of that box, especially as spiritual entrepreneurs. The amount of people I see, and I was doing this myself, was trying to conform to some bullshit fuckery instead of just being myself. Like, where are you denying who you are? Where are you trying to conform to other people? Where are you like numbing your standards in order to abide by somebody else's bullshit standards? Like, I'm here to smash through fucking paradigms. I'm not here to build a business, an empire, in the same way as other people. And it's the same for anyone that I connect with who's like a soulmate client. It's the same for you guys as well, because we're not here to conform, especially the rebels and revolutionaries. We're here to blaze a fucking trail. So where are you denying aspects of yourself? Where's that shadow energy coming through that's making you kind of like water down your truth and filter it down and everything and not be who you are? And try to conform to some bullshit kind of fuckery that other people desire to play by. That's not who we are. We're multidimensional beings. You get to be whoever you want to be. You know, you're here for impact. You're here with a big fucking mission. Own it. Like, show up. Like, stop denying it. You're here to make more money. Fucking make that money. You're here to do more good in the world. Then fucking do that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, stop denying it. Who are you? Who are you when the mask comes off? That's what I want to know. And that's what I see in people. Like, I see through your energy and I see through your illusions. And I see exactly how the dots connect of your life and your business to bring all the pieces together. I know exactly how to activate you. So stop denying it. So I'm going to leave it there because I need to go and get my little one. But I was feeling very fiery and I wanted to let the message out. But if you want to work deeper with me, like, this is the work that I do. I have oracle sessions. I have my one-to-one sessions. I have the Vortex, which is my really super fucking affordable mastermind every month. If you desire to go deeper with yourself in order to go higher, to connect to your highest level vision, that is my realm. I help you turn your shadow energy into your money and your impact. So reach out and let's chat. Otherwise, have an awesome day. I'm going to run off and go and get the little one. I just needed to let the message out. Chat to you all soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Awaken Rebels podcast. I really hope that I've lit your soul up in some way or other. I would love to hear from you if this spoke to you or if you'd like to share any feedback. You can connect with me further over in my Facebook group, Awaken Rebels, or by going to leannejuliet.com. So what are you waiting for? Get lit up and be the whole damn fire.